So hi guys, welcome to Scars of a Warrior, yet another episode, and guess what? It's some crazy shit. So I'm here with a very, very, very important person in my life. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've known each other for like more than 9 years now, and it feels amazing having someone who understands you. So guess what? Yesterday...
You know,
sometimes tunonanga babe, like, you know, usually when we heard about these guys who are like just ambushed and told they are thieves in Nairobi and they were killed.
I remember that story. They were from Kitengela, therefore they were killed just because they had dreadlocks.
Yeah, and it doesn't hit home until it's home.
Yeah.
Like, what? I mean, like,
it's
what?
Crazy.
So yesterday was crazy. We had a very crazy encounter, me and my babe over here.
What?
That was crazy. Yeah, right. So where should we start? Because babe, this starts a long way. Me and my friend here go for a drink, and we're like, we're steaming up 1-2 before we go home.
Yeah, we are getting in our moods and shit, and then we are not seeing each other for long.
Long, so I know. So
it's always a party.
Yes. I was like, since I haven't met you, let's link up in this city. I won't mention, and we'll be like linking up, and you know,
having good drinks and chill,
have fun. And
so we went. We drank. We had fun.
And we started dancing.
It was so fun.
I know. It was so fun for me. I really enjoyed it. Like, I was having the vibes, you know. I was in the moment, and you know, I was just not giving a fuck about anyone at that particular time, but it was just
me and you all the way.
And you know, we go all the way back. So I remember we're done with it, and we're done, so we need to get home because it's almost curfew time. So we get on our way going and duster,
and we're on our way home, and we carry some for the road.
Some for the road, because you'll always need some for the road.
Yeah,
I mean, not better. You'll always need some for the road.
Yeah, always need.
So mine and we're like chilling, and we're just like having our life in this zone, you know. You're steamed up.
We are just walking.
To be chill. Mtaa alafu kidogo. Man, is this cab driver who was driving? I don't even have a clear vision of it, by the way.
That car. Okay, started just harassing us, honestly.
Man.
He just came. We saw the car. It was a white fielder, I guess.
It was a white fielder.
So he wants to act like all superiors. Jiki joke on a gari. And then you're like, in a car, we're silly.
I'm sure, maybe it was you saying that.
Yeah, like just a chini gari na kawa sili.
Yeah.
And the guy gets heated about it.
He actually comes to me with a rungo, and he's like, man,
Rungo niko. Hold up.
Yeah, you know, and
why are you so mad?
Someone next to us is trying to fight for me, but I'm trying to fight for myself too by saying I have done nothing wrong. Yeah. You know, why should you try and convince someone you've done nothing wrong?
I know.
You know, it was so fucked up, you know. So the guy goes on and he's like, do you know what? I'm calling cops on you and all that.
Yeah, just because he called his car Vasili. I mean, is Vasili...
No, this was a very unconsented conversation he got himself into, because we were conversing, me and you. Uh-huh. So, Miss Elevimbona, this guy actually went to the matter of actually listening to what we were saying and actually acting about it.
Yes,
you know?
And started saying that... Mataka kuongea vibaya. I'm like, we are not even talking.
But I think violence iko kwa hii streets huku nje. You guys need to heal, because, like, I mean, I'm talking this heartfelt because it's something that happened to me yesterday. So we're just there, and then this guy, I thought it was done by the way, but I didn't know that he was hurt or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
he wasn't even communicating. You know, you're supposed to communicate and say, like, I don't feel good about what you've said, instead of trying to hit
and
someone.
And honestly, it was a very like lame comment.
Yes.
It was very lame, but this guy got so extra about it. And I'm like, why are you even like concentrating on it? It's so lame.
I know. And you know, the guy actually came with physical violence. Like, mina kutwanga.
And I'm like, even if you are the police or whoever you are,
and you know, and you know,
to people like
and in, you know your rights. You know your rights. You're a human being. You know your basic rights. You know your full rights. You're not supposed to allow anyone to harass you, no matter what. You know, and you have a freedom of speech.
Yes,
you have a freedom of speech until it infringes someone, and when it does, umsana faka kwako akwambie like a human being.
Mazi si kwanza kutreten na fimbo akisema atakutia police.
So guys, here's the story.
No, so, it gets better.
We're just chilling and walking away, and all of a sudden, someone grabs me so hard.
And they started like, with this car. This car was is a blue and a red. I noticed.
I didn't see that part. Everything was so fast for me.
This car comes. Ikatufuata tukiteremka.
Yeah, yeah.
Until we realized, this is not the right way. So when we were coming back, ikafika huko, ikatani, ikaanza sasa kukamu. So tulifika hapo hivyo kwa kona. When you were hapo hivyo. Niliona tu wamefungua malango, wametoka. They started grabbing you.
I know.
And then me on the other side, there's this guy who is pushing me, who is harassing me. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, for
wrong?
Me, baby, it was so fast. Like, I had no time to think. You know, like, the guy grabbed me.
And I'm like, why is he grabbing you?
And, you know,
he was trying to force you to...
into the car.
Yeah.
He was like, trying to force me. And, you know, if he's a policeman, he's supposed to tell you, I'm a police and I'm here to arrest you.
Because of this and this. Yeah.
But in that case, he was just like, wewe, ati nimesikia huko na kopa. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm just a harmless woman.
I don't know.
It was the copper word for you?
Yeah, the copper. I honestly don't know what a copper is. And then this guy is like, we, copper. Nimesikia mko na copper. Iko wapi to hiyo copper?
So apparently, like, copper for them is like...
It's a Glock, man.
It's a Glock. And it's like, papa,
shoot you all.
So this guy he wanted to put me in the car, but I'm like, no, this is a death and life situation. So I'd rather die when people are observing rather than me get into the car and I don't know what will happen to me. So I struggle with all my strength. I needed to get back to working out, man.
You need energy and strength.
Whoa, that nigga was mishandling me like a man, like, even worse than a man. Like, I mean, the nigga came and he was trying to put me in the car, and I'm just like struggling my way out. So when he saw that I can't get into the car, he put me down on the floor and he's choking me so hard.
Strangling you and saying,
when I say choking, it sounds sexy.
Let's say strangling.
Yeah, he was strangling me. He was strangling me, and I tell you, manze, it was the most traumatizing moment in my life, because like, manze, at that moment, I didn't even think of you, babe. But
me on the other side, I was being harassed. Narushua, I'm more kachini, lala chini. So I'm like, yo, hold up. Nime drip, bro. Nime drip. Nataka nikae chini kwa matope. Mbona? And then, ati toa yo, toa kopa.
Like, yeah, yeah. Copa? You know, he was actually copa saying I should get the gun out of me, and I'm like, I don't have a gun. You have already, you have me already, and you can see I have no gun. I'm a harmless woman. The only two bullets I have are my titties.
Yeah, right. So like, I honestly don't know what copa is, but bro, you telling me to sit down for shaft is where now you're drawing a line.
Piano. Whoa, but you know, babe. We didn't realize how much it had fucked us up. So we continue like that. They harass us. And then at some point, they're like, they take us up and they're like, where's the gun? So now I'm trying to like say, I don't have a gun. She's trying to explain herself. She has no gun. And you know, this guy saw how much my eyes were like, I'm like telling him, you know, I'm not scared of death. I'm like, I am not scared of death. You know,
you're trying to explain to them that.
Have you ever tried to explain to someone you're not
the people you're looking for?
It's the most traumatizing thing, because someone is making you wewe. It's you.
It's you. It's you. Iko wapi?
So man. So it got to this point where now. we were like, we tried to explain ourselves out and say that we don't have, and you know,
don't have the copper.
Weirdly enough, we were new to this city.
It's somewhere you have never been. That was the first time being there, and I feel like I've been harassed.
I know, it felt like the energy in that place is just fucked up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's toxic energy,
you know, like it was so messed up for us, like we were traumatized. So they let us go. Luckily enough, there was one person out of, you know, out of all those, there was one nigga who was like, yo, just let them go. The one was strangling me, ironically. He just was like,
it
just
hit
let
them.
It,
but they were asking us a lot of like weird questions.
Yeah.
Crappy questions, or we're dealing with a gang or something. It felt nice to be accused of being in a gang.
Gangster
okay, yes. But not the way you're doing.
No,
don't
no, don't hurt me. I still have marks.
Yeah.
I still have marks in my hand.
Yeah, even my body like, hurts, honestly.
In my chest, like there are marks. You'd think someone was doing some good job at night, but guess what? I'm so sorry.
And then this guy was asking me, are you a lesbian?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I remember that. So this nigga starts to ask her about her sexuality, and she's like, does it count? Does it matter?
Asking, does it even matter in this situation? Why
you know,
are you harassing
like,
me? Because I'm a lesbian or what?
What? And you know, I feel like, babe, when you're truly under, after that, we went somewhere and we're venting and we're trying to calm ourselves down with the, you know, take one for the road, you might need it.
We needed it. We knew.
So we take that one for the road as we are consulting ourselves. And it's not just something easy. It's something traumatic, man. Say,
yeah.
You know, someone threatening you, you know, someone harassing you.
Yeah, just
you
because
know.
Of something you do not even, you don't know about.
Because of judgment.
Yeah.
Let's say that's judgment.
Yeah.
And you know, the fucked up part is the guy who called on the police, I wonder what they told them. You know?
Yeah.
Like, what exactly did they tell them that we did? Yeah, I wonder what this guy went telling the police, you know, at that particular time.
I don't know what he told him, but I'm sure... Because we did nothing.
We did nothing. But you know... You
we
know,
had nothing to show, like, that we are criminals or something.
Nothing. You know? And I feel like that's even not right. That's total harassment.
It is very...
The only harassment, Manze. I remember, like, after all that was done and I'm just recovering from all that, I remember it got so intense for me until I got to a mental breakdown and you know, it was fucked up. I'm like, wait, at that particular time I was so strong and fighting and shit, but at the end of the day there's this human part that felt scared, traumatized, you know, like why the fuck would someone do that to you? And you're a human being, like,
an innocent person. You haven't done anything.
Fuck.
You're just existing, happy, feeling high in cloud nine,
and then
someone who's angry.
Someone who's angry at their own life, probably, decides to just ruin your moment.
And now they wanna call the police. And then now the police wanna act so fucked up. You know, all these things we talk about every day, police brutality, it's just real.
Yeah, it happens and it hits home when it's done to you, you know. Like, babe, if someone told me, like, I've been harassed by a police, I'd be like, for real, I'm so sorry. But I'd not feel it the same way I felt it yesterday.
Yeah,
and, you know, I'm not even sure those were policemen. I can't even tell because they didn't even come with any formalities of, hey,
I'm a police officer.
This is my badge. And I've been told that but they came with the accusation that we have a gun. So that guy probably went and said,
honestly, I've never seen a gun. I see them on TV or ule guard fulani wa bank.
But being accused of having one,
I was
that's too much for one person.
That's intense, man. You think I can have a gun? Maybe I should own one.
So, man, I remember, like, I got to a moment of emotional breakdown. I was like, fuck, babe, what just happened? Like, fuck, what just happened?
So
it was so crazy, manze, and it happened so fast. And I feel like we are losing the touch of humanity.
Yeah,
you don't wanna treat another human the way you'd want to be treated. Like,
you just wanna harass them for you to feel
powerful, and it's nothing.
Superior and everything.
We are women. We held nothing. we were just like we had even no bag on us.
We had nothing.
We were just bodies.
We only had a bottle.
I mean, and these guys had the audacity to actually just harass us. And you know, the moment we said we don't have guns and you can search us, that would have been the moment they would have just ended it there.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, actually it's not even funny, it's the sad thing is, people were just staring. Were people around.
Like, you guys.
They were just staring at those people harass us. I'm like, what the fuck? Was it a day I'm on
Zaku? I know. You know, we are all one. And yeah, if you come together, like, we will all be there for each other.
We should.
You know, because when you see something like that happening, you should be able to ask, what have they done?
I guess it's just a thing these days. People, they don't
care. They watch. People watch.
They just want to record.
I know.
For you want people in social media to see. But what are you doing to help it?
I know.
Help that person. Maybe they might...
voice out for them and say, amefanya nini. Handle it with care.
Handle it the way it is supposed
to be handled. And I feel like that was a very fucked up situation for us. But I'm glad it happened to us. Mm-hmm. Because we are the ones who are here to create awareness. And to enlighten people. We might have incurred some trauma which we need to heal from, and we're still healing, but I'm learning to let go of it, though I'm laughing to some bits when, from time to time.
Yeah, we have to laugh about it because everything was just funny. It was just the good part about everything. You just think about it, you laugh hard.
Yeah, so I feel like people should embrace humanity. Manze, you guys, my guys, manze.
People should embrace
humanity. Like,
and the police
don't watch
too, if they are police.
Manze, don't watch your friend get hurt and you can actually voice for it. It could happen to you tomorrow. Mm-hmm, and you know, it doesn't have an exception. If it happened to me, why not you?
People
you
should know? Learn just to have other people's back. Even if you don't know them.
Even if you don't know one
when you
person.
See people harassing them, ask.
What have they done?
What have they done?
Handle it with care.
Yeah, you see. You know. Because right now, mimi nimeumia manzina.
So sorry. I love you so much.
I love you. So, yeah.
So, yay, guys. Thank you for this episode. This was a heartfelt episode.
It was
so epic. It was like we needed to empty our hearts, our minds. We needed to talk about this shit. And we needed you guys to hear about it because... It's real out here.
Very real.
Just treat another human the way you'd love to be treated. Cheers, cheers, cheers. One love and bless up.
Yeah.